Ellen plans ahead wisely and thoughtfully. This is Dr. Herbert L. Wiley, Dean of the University of Healing, with Positive Monks. Ellen plans ahead wisely and thoughtfully. How does Ellen plan ahead wisely and thoughtfully? Ellen is always looking at the big picture. She's looking at the big picture of what it is that we are doing here at the Absolute Monastery. She's looking at why she is here at the Absolute Monastery and what her purpose is. And she looks at herself being here at the Absolute Monastery and says, I am here because I want to reveal the divinity that's within me. I want to find the peace and the gentleness and the quietness that I am. I want to find who I am and what I am and be it. And the only way I can find it and be who and what I am is by just listening to the quietness within. Ellen has a most unique quality and a most unique capacity of always looking for something beautiful in everyone. She looks for something beautiful in every person that she meets, in every circumstance that she's in. She looks for something beautiful and something wonderful. And as she looks for something beautiful and something wonderful, she always finds it. She always finds something that is marvelous and exciting and outstanding. And the reason that she finds something marvelous, outstanding, exciting, is because that's the way she is. She looks at herself and she's always saying, I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer to any circumstance that I may have. If I'm dealing with a circumstance with the bank, I say, I know that I know that I know, and the divine in me is revealed now. And then she starts making calls to the various people who have sent us bills or checks, and she says to them, now what is this all about? How does this figure? And as she calls utility companies, she finds that most of the utility bills are incorrect. She calls each one of them. She calls them on each of the six properties, six power meters that we have on our property, and all of them have been incorrect. Well, we'll give you a refund. We'll give you no charge. We'll give you this. We'll give you that. Well, we would like that, of course, but what we would primarily like is that the bills be properly set up. They properly audited. We don't want to have people coming and doing by guess and by golly. They come and they read our meters. We want them to read them correctly. So we're going to check our meters ourselves. And then we're going to check with you to see what your readings are on the meters and see if we correspond in some reasonable manner. Now, she's done this for a number of months, alternately here and there. And as she has done this, she has found that each time the meter reading was incorrect. She found that the people who are doing the meter readings are doing them incorrectly. So powerfully that it's just amazing. And then other times, she finds that there's no reading at all, and she wonders why that is the case, because the power company is not receiving any credit for the power that we use. Not that we use very much of it, but for any credit. Ellen has chosen to be absolutely honest. Absolutely honest in everything she does. She plans ahead wisely and thoughtfully, and she does not expect something for nothing, but she wants to have everything of value and everything done wisely and thoughtfully. This is something that she's taught to all of us, and she's shown to all of us, and indicated to all of us how easy it is not to be self-righteous, not to be, oh, guess what I found out? I was on top of this, and that's not necessary. It's not necessary at all. The only necessary thing is for you to know what's going on. And if there's anything incorrect, straighten it out. That's your purpose. That's what you're here for. You're here to run a smooth ship you're here to run a smooth organization, and that you're running a smooth organization, and that you're finding all sorts of things that are incorrectly done, and having them corrected, and having them done in the future correctly and perfectly, is just a matter of you doing your job well. That's what you're supposed to do. Now, if a person did their job and didn't follow up on all these things, we would think that they were not doing a good job. Well, in truth, then, they are not doing a good job. And we would only want someone in our world who is always doing their highest and their best. To do your highest and your best does not mean you're superior to anybody else. It merely means that you are doing that which you know to be your highest and your best. Can you do that? Can you do that for yourself? Can you do that in your life and in your affairs? Well, Ellen does. And because Ellen does this, she is beloved by everyone. She is not always appreciated by everyone. People say, "My gosh, what are you trying to do, picking us?" And she says, "No, I'm not trying to pick on you. I'm only telling you this is what I have found, and your information does not correspond to that. And so what's going on here? You can come out and reread the meters if you want, and you'll find there what I tell you. I'm not trying to tell you that something is incorrect. I'm just trying to tell you that this is what our meters say, and this is what it is." Now, to stand up for something like that takes quite a bit of intuitive the ability to do that. You have had a lot of intestinal fortitude to do that, because you're talking to these people who theoretically know what they're doing, and they have the facts and figures to show for it. But their facts and figures don't always go along with what the truth is. And you don't say, "You lied, you cheated, you stealed." You don't say things like that. You say, "This is what my information is. Now, what is your information? Now, I believe they must correspond. And I'm not about to call up all the time and say, 'It's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong.' I'm only about to say, 'Let's get it right and let's do it right.' And if your meter readers are not doing their job correctly, then get them better equipment so they can do their job better. Because that is a very tedious job, reading all those tiny meters and reading them regularly. But millions and billions of them are read throughout the world, and they work and they function beautifully. And by and large, they are correct. And we want to always keep them correct." This is Ellen's way of doing things. This is Ellen's attitude toward life. And Ellen plans ahead wisely and thoughtfully, and she's a most amazing woman. Hurrah for Ellen. Bless you, and have a wonderful morning. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.